This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. Welcome to a very special share this morning. We have brand new material. We have an amazing topic. Bruchim Abayim to the Kollel Agra de Pirka, Monday afternoon national share. We have amazing information on Akedas Yitzchak today. I want to make sure that everybody is well equipped with some of the Svarim, Sefer Bereishis. You could get our Sefer on Bereishis, on rabbidg.com. You could order it with free shipping. You could get it in your local Svarim stores. Make sure you have the Sefer on Tzipisa Yeshua from the Chafetz Chaim, available at artscroll.com or in your local Svarim stores. If you want to get it for free, go email marbitzetoira1@gmail.com. 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 And Hanukkah is coming, so make sure you have The Light and the Splendor, published by Art Scroll. And the Sefer that is actually going to print, hopefully today, is the Ben La'ashri, Bracha Mishuleshes. The Sefer that's being published today is the Sefer Ben La'ashri, Bracha Mishuleshes, of Rabbi Yitzchak HaKohen Huberman. Hopefully it's going to print today, and that's what we're going to be learning from. So, without further ado, I want to bring to your attention an amazing approach to Akedas Yitzchak. Over the years, we've advanced many different perspectives and approaches to Akedas Yitzchak, and this is going to be, Bezos Hashem, something really new. The Akedah begins, Vayihi Achar Hadvarim Ha'ela, and it was after these words, V'ho Elohim Nisas Avraham, and the Almighty tested Avraham. Vayomer Elov, and he said to him, Avraham, Vayomer Hineni. The first question that many commentaries ask is, why is the Akedah attributed as a test to Avraham and not as a test to Yitzchak? Why is the Akedah, God tested Avraham, really? This is a test to Avraham. Avraham Avinu, after the Akedah, gets to go home and eat lunch. So, he's doing okay. He's alive. He's breathing. He's healthy. His life is intact. His life has remained. Yitzchak Avinu, he is being tested to give up his life, to sacrifice his life. Of the two of them, which one is it a greater test for? So why is the test, the Beis Halevi says, attributed to Avraham and not to Yitzchak? Or as the Balei HaToisus bring, at the very least it should say, V'alekim Nisa es Avraham v'Yitzchak. But why V'alekim Nisa es Avraham? That's a very well-known question. The following question is not so well-known. I consider this the best question you ever heard, or at least the best question you ever heard in the last hour. And the question is, and it was after these words, and God tested Avraham, and he said to him, Avraham! Vayomer Hineni. What is this? Masterpiece theater? What's all the drama? These words are totally extra. Vayomer Elav Avraham. And the Lord said to him, Abraham! And he said, Behold, here I am. I mean, cut it. What do we need that for? What does it have to do with anything? What is it adding? Why does the pasuk say, God said to Avraham, Avraham, and Avraham said, Behold, here I am. Why did Hashem say, Avraham? It almost sounds like the test of the Akedah was that Hashem said, Avraham, and Avraham said, Behold, here I am. Why is that? What exactly is the test over here? Vayomer Elav Avraham, Vayomer Hineni. So the Ben La'ashri, the Tzaddik of Ranana, who wrote a three-volume set, and B'siyata D'Shmaya, if you want to take a look at what the full, this is the original edition, Ben La'ashri. So what we did was we took the three big volumes, we condensed it into one volume, and we gathered the main pieces that people could understand and say over. The Ben La'ashri writes that having his sefer is a skula l'chol dvarim. He also committed himself to daven for anybody who would say over his divrei Torah to others. It's very interesting that the Ben La'ashri says you could ask on the this presentation of the Akedah, Vayomer Elav Avraham, Vayomer Hineni, that why did Hashem say the word Avraham? He should just say Vayhi Achar Dvarmeila, Volekim Nisas Avraham, Vayomer, Kachna Es Bencha Sichidcha Asher Ahavta Es Yitzchak. Why does it say Vayomer Avraham? But the answer is, says the Ben La'ashri, says the Tzaddik of Ranana, that as we're about to learn, the Iker Nesoyon was when Hashem told him Avraham. And then the words Kachna Es Bencha Sichidcha is something else entirely. Says the Ben La'ashri, let's think about it. Was the Akedah really a Nisayon? Avraham Avinu, who had such a strong conviction in his belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu, who risked his life to break the idols of Terach, to break the idols of Nimrod, Avraham Avinu, who taught hundreds of thousands of people about Emunah B'Hashem, when the Lord comes to you and He says, take your child and offer him as a carbon, you do it without any questions. Was that really a test for Abraham? What was the big nisayon of the Akedah? So the Tzaddik Ranana brings that the truth is, and he brings this from his illustrious Rebbe, Rabbi Yaakov Mardechai of Bilgarai. He brings it on the pasuk, Vayaras Hamakoy Merachaik, and he saw the place from afar. As look at number 4, Bayom Ashlishi, Vayisa Avraham Asenav, it was on the third day, and Avraham lifted up his eyes, Vayaras Hamakoy Merachaik, and he saw the place from a distance. But we know there's also another meaning here. Not only he saw the place from a distance, he saw God from a distance. He saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu from a distance. And Rav Yaakov Mordechai of Bilgarai brings the following very powerful idea. When Avram Avinu was on a high level, when he was on a Madrega Gedoyla, and when he was Mizdabig to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was no question that Avram Avinu would listen to anything Hashem commanded. There was no tzivoy that would have been a challenge to Avram Avinu. So the Nisayon of the Akedah was not that Hashem said, Kachna es bincha es yechidcha. The Nisayon of the Akedah was Vayaras Hamaka Merachaik. And that is, you know, sometimes in life you feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and sometimes you feel at a distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes we have periods of time that are called Moichim de Gadlos. Sometimes we have Moichim de Katnos. Sometimes we're firing on all cylinders. Sometimes we feel a certain Korvat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And sometimes we feel a certain distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Nisayon of the Akedah is that Min HaShamayim, they wanted to test Avraham. Let's see if you could pass this test when you're distant from Hashem. Let's see if you could pass this test when you're Merachaik, when you're Vayaras Hamaka Merachaik. Let's see if when you're far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you could still pass the test of the Akedah. And the Tzaddik Ranana offers that at this point in time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to test Avraham, took away all of his madregos, took away all of his great levels, and he said, okay, now try to pass this test. Let's see if you're not feeling good about yourself, so to speak. You're not feeling close to me. Let's see if you could pass the test of the Akedah. Now, how do we know that Hashem took away Avraham Avinu's Madregos? Because we know when Avraham Avinu was on a high level, the Pasuk says, Vayomer, Avraham, Avraham! Avraham, two times, Avraham, Avraham, like Yaakov, Yaakov, Moshe, Moshe. But to demonstrate that at this point in time, Avraham was not on such a high level. Vayomer Elov, Avraham, one time. You know what the test of the Akedah was? The test of the Akedah was, Vayihi achar d'meila, v'lekim nisas Avraham. How? Vayomer Elov, Avraham, one time. One time. And now let's see if you're going to listen to me. Let's see if you're not feeling like such a tzaddik and such a Baal Madrega and so righteous. Let's see if you could pass this test without the compliments. Now I'm going to tell you how the tzaddik Ranana says it. And then I'm going to tell you maybe a little bit of another angle on this. Says the tzaddik of Ranana, Avraham Avinu is now, Hashem is going to be taking away his madregos for no fault of his own. So Hashem is, so to speak, asking him, Vayomer Elov, Avraham, do you agree for me to do this? Are you maskim? Do you allow me to take away your levels? Is it okay if I test you by making you feel distant from me, where it's going to be Vayaras Hamakoy Merachik? Do you consent? Do you give your approval? Do you give your haskama? So the pasuk says, "Vayomer Elov Avraham," and Avraham says, "No problem. Hineni, I'm ready to do whatever you want. You could do whatever you want to me. You could take away whatever madrigas you want. I behold, here I am. I'm primed to do your bidding and to fulfill your will. And come what may, even if you call me Avraham, still." I'm willing to do it, even if you're going to be rachaik. So in other words, the Tzak Ranana says, the main test of the Akedah were the words, Vayomer Elov Avraham. That's the test. Vayomer Hineni. Now, the Tzadik Ranana, the way he says it over, is that the test of the Akedah was God took away the Madregos of Avraham Avinu. I think there's another way to say this. By the way, and where Hashem made Avraham feel that he's distant, where it's Vayaras Hamakoy Merachik, and perhaps we could suggest that the reason why this is so appropriate for the reading of Rosh Hashanah, we know that on Rosh Hashanah we read about the Akedah, is because, you know, the Haftorah of Rosh Hashanah, what's the Haftorah of Rosh Hashanah? The Haftorah of Rosh Hashanah is Meirachayik Adonai Nirahli V'ahava Asaylam Ahavtich Alkein Mishachticha said, from a distance Hashem appears to me. From a distance Hashem appears to me. That's Rosh Hashanah. You know, the Chelban was the milkman. He was known as, he was a mikubal in Eretz Yisrael. He would say that in the name of the Chayz of Lublin, that the pasuk that captures the essence of Rosh Hashanah is Meirachai Kahashem Nirali. So even when on Rosh Hashanah Hashem is distant from me, because we're undergoing strict judgment, we're undergoing the Midas Hadin, nevertheless, still, we understand fundamentally, V'ahava soilam ahavtich, ahal kein mishachticha said, still, Hashem's love for us is very powerful and very compelling. So, the Tzadik Ranana says that the test of the Akedah, by the way, the Balatanya says in Likutei Torah that the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah is Smoiloi Tachas L'Roishi, where we're, so to speak, experience the Midas Hadin, where in a way we're cast at a distance Hashem Meirachaik Nirali. But on the other hand, and then Sukkos is V'yaminoi Tzichavakeni, his right hand draws us close. So the test of the Akedah is Hashem, so to speak, took away from Avraham Avinu all of his madrigais, all of his levels, and he wanted to determine, okay, Avram, let's see if you're going to pass the test when you don't have all of these madrigais. But I would like to, and by the way, we could add, based on the Tzadik Ranana, that's why when Avram Avinu passed the test, immediately HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayikra Elav Malach Halakim and Hashamayim Vayomer Elav Avraham, Avraham! Avraham, that we just took it away temporarily. Don't think that you really don't have these madrigas. We're giving them back to you right now. You passed the test, but you should know, fundamentally, you know who you are? You're Avraham, Avraham. That's why right after the Akedah, immediately the word of Hashem comes to Avraham. Avraham, Avraham, the double Lashon, indicating that the Chiba is there and the love is there and Hashem's closeness and all the madrigas that Avram achieved is there. I would like to say it over with a little bit of a different spin. You know, they conducted an educational test many decades ago where they took even above average students and they had teachers talk down to them and say, you have a brain? What's wrong with you? Why are you such a disappointment? And they had the teachers talk down to the students. And the statistics showed that the students significantly underperformed their intelligence ability. They underperformed their capabilities and their knowledge of the material. And that was attributed directly to the way the teacher spoke to the students. Then they had the teachers compliment the students, build up the students. You're terrific. You're brilliant. Brilliant. You know, you have such mastery over the material. And the statistics, again, were shocking, that the students consistently performed significantly higher than their capability. So it's well known that the way a student or the way anyone is spoken to, the attitude that the superior has to his student or his children or his talmidim directly impacts the performance level of that individual, of that student, of that child. That's a well-known fact supported by statistics. You know, a child who is always complimented, a child who's always shown appreciation and value, lives up to it. He lives up to it. And a child who's insulted and put down also lives down to it. Avraham Avinu, on a regular day, if God would tell Noach, you're such a tzaddik, you're such a tamim, you're hesalich lefanai, could you do me a favor? Could you do X, Y, and Z? Of course he's going to do it. You know, it's like you tell a kid, Yingala, you're such a good boy, you make me so proud, you're the apple of my eye. Do you think you can help me set the table? Of course, Daddy. Of course, Mommy. Sure. You tell a kid, your mom is an embarrassment. You're a disappointment. You're a pain in the neck. Would you mind helping me clean up for Shabbos? You know, lots of luck. Lahavdil, if Hashem would have come to Avraham Avinu and he would have said, Avraham, Avraham, you know who you are. You're one of the legs of the Merkava. You have tens of thousands of Tamidim. You're a Tzaddik Yisoid Olam. You are Avram Oyavi. Would you mind doing me a favor and sacrificing your kid? What kind of test is that? The test is when Hashem says, hey, Avraham. He said, what, Avraham? No, I didn't say Abraham. Maybe Moshe, maybe Yaakov. But you're just a plain, ordinary Abraham. Could you sacrifice your kid for me? That's a big test. That's a test. How's Abraham going to perform when he's not given the same accolades by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's not given that same recognition? On the other hand, let's turn the tables for a moment. Because what does Avraham say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Vayomer, hineini, behold, here I am. A little while later, Avraham and Yitzchak are going to the Akedah. And Yitzchak's getting a little suspicious. Vayomer Yitzchak el Avraham Aviv. Hinei ha'esh v'ha'etzim. V'ayeh ha'seh la'oila. Dad, I see the fire. I see the wood. Where's the sheep? Yitzchak's getting a little suspicious over here. And when Vayomer Yitzchak el Avraham Aviv. Vayomer Avi Tata. Tata. What does Avraham say? Vayomer hineni bini. Hineni bini. Behold, here I am. Behold, here I am. What does hineni mean? Rashi told us that when Avraham responded to God, hineni, Rashi says, hineni, this is kachi aniyasam shel tzadikim. This is the way the righteous speak. Lashon anava v'lashon zimon. It's a lashon of humility and a lashon of being prepared to do the bidding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that was Avraham's response to the Almighty. The Almighty then turns to Avraham Avinu then turns to Yitzchak and he says, come, let's go. And Yitzchak says, Avi, Dad, we're really going? And what does Avraham say? Hineni, behold, here I am. Behold, here I am. The same humility, the same preparedness that Avraham Avinu used when he spoke to the Almighty, Avraham Avinu used when he spoke to his son. Says Rav Gamliel Rabinovich, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva Shar HaShamayim, one of the leading Mekubalim today, one of the leading Mashpiyim today, says Rav Gamliel Rabinovich, from here we learn that with the same humility that you speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you need to speak to your children. With the same humility that you speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you need to speak to your children. Says Rav Gamliel Rabinovich, you could say whatever you want, but most children, maybe in Eretz Yisrael, most teenagers that are having a hard time staying on the straight and the narrow, in most instances, says Rav Gamliel, it's because the parent did not speak to the child, b'lashon anava, b'lashon zimon. The parent did not speak with humility. Says Rav Gamliel, most young adults tell him that the trouble that they have in life is because they don't feel valued by their parents. Says Rav Gamliel Rabinovich, there is no question in my mind that the reason why Avraham Avinu was successful in raising a son, Yitzchak, who was one of the Gedolei Hadar, or the Gadol Hadar, is because his father spoke to him with humility, and he respected him, and he valued him, and he spoke to him, b'lashon anava. Now, Rav Gamliel says something, and I always say, I'm afraid to say it. If Rav Gamliel didn't say it, you couldn't say it. This is something Rav Gamliel quotes over from his mother. And in the new printings of the Tiv HaTorah, they took it out. And the reason they took it out is because at face value, it seems practically heretical. And I'm afraid even to say it, but Rav Gamliel said it, and he printed it, even though they took it out. So I'm giving you disclaimer upon disclaimer upon disclaimer. And even with all the disclaimers, you have to take it with many grains of salt, and nobody should quote me that I said it. I'm Hareini Moiser Maida. It's Keilu, I didn't say it, but you should know what he said, and then he retracted. That his mother would say that if the Torah was given today, and even that statement alone is practically heretical, because the Torah is infinite and it's timeless. But if the Torah was given today, it wouldn't say honor your father and mother, it would say the opposite. And don't look at me, don't say that I'm bringing this new vogue idea. I'm telling you what Ram Gamliel said, his mother said. But I want to add to that, because Ram Gamliel says something amazing. He says, what we ask our children to do today is nothing short of Akedas Yitzchak. We tell them, ignore the allure of the street, ignore the glamour of the outside world, and immerse yourself in a world of Ruchnias and Torah. That is a challenge greater than Akedas Yitzchak. And if we want our children to be equipped and be able to pass the trials and tribulations of 2025, we better make sure we talk to our children the way Avraham spoke to Yitzchak, Be'anivos. But I want to add one more thing that Avraham Avinu told his kid. While Hashem told Avraham, Avraham, let's see if I call you an average person, if you could still pass this test. That is not how Avraham spoke to Yitzchak. Because not only did Avraham say to Yitzchak, Hineni, which is a lashon of humility, he added another word, Bini, my son. He said the word Bini. He didn't just say, behold, here I am. He said, Hineni Bini. And again, Avraham Avinu refers to Yitzchak as Bini. But friends, let's come back. Let's go to Parshas Vayetze, where Yaakov Avinu is having a dream. And the pasuk says, Vihine Hashem Nitzav Alav. Vayoymar ani Hashem Eloikei Avraham Avicha Veloikei Yitzchak. Ask the Chida, I am the God of Avraham your father. Avraham was not Yaakov's father. And the God of Yitzchak, he should say, and the God of Yitzchak, your father. Why, when the Almighty is talking to Yaakov, he says, I'm the God of Avraham, your father. Avraham was not Yaakov's father. But when it comes to Yitzchak, he says, I'm the God of Yitzchak. It should be, Ani Hashem, Elokei Avraham, Velokei Yitzchak Avicha, not Elokei Avraham, Avicha, Velokei Yitzchak. The Chida brings from the great Rishon Rabbeinu Ephraim, that Avraham loved Yaakov Avinu. Avraham learned with Yaakov Avinu. By the way, the Chida says that for 15 years, Avraham learned with Yaakov. And because Avraham loved him so much, you know what he would call him? Bini, 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 my son, my beloved son, my beloved son. Oh, you call your child your beloved son? He's your child. Avraham, who expressed love to Yaakov, Avraham is Yaakov's father. But Yitzchak nowhere in the Torah called Yaakov Bini. Instead, Yitzchak kept on calling Esav Bini. So when Yaakov came to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak thought it was Esav, the pasuk says, Vayova el Avraham el Avi, Vayomer Avi, Vayomer Hineni, Miata Bini. Vayomer Yitzchak Abanoi, Mazem Yehartam Tsoi, Bini, Kishana, Vamishcha, Bini, Ha'ataze, Bini, Ataze, Bini Esav, Hagishra, let's say, Bini, Gishana, Shkali, Bini, Vayomer Rech, Rech, Bini, 8 times Yitzchak calls who he thought was Esav, Bini. Yitzchak was Esav's father. Yitzchak, says Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Torah does not call Yaakov's father because he didn't tell him Bini. He didn't express his love for him. And if you don't tell your kid that you love them, you are not their parent. You might as well put them up for adoption. Put them in a basket, wrap them in a towel, put them on someone else's doorstep. If you don't have it within you to tell your kids you love them, then you should give them up for adoption. You're not worthy to be a parent. According to the Torah, parenting, the responsibility of a parent is to express to your children that you love them. Yitzchak told Esav, Bini, 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 Bini. Yitzchak never told Yaakov. Therefore, the Torah says, Avraham's your father, not Yitzchak. So from here we learn that when you speak to your children, it's not enough to call them Yankel, Beryl, Feivel. You need to add a toyar. In order, you need to add some kind of description of love. And if you say, really? Who do we learn this from? We could learn this from none other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, who says about us, B'nei Kel Chai, you are the children of the living God. Habin Yakir Li Ephraim, Im Yeled Shashuim, Hashem expresses his love to us. He tells us how much he loves us. Ahavti Eschem, Amar Hashem. Let's bring this back to the Akedah. You want to know why this is a test for Avraham and not a test for Yitzchak? For Yitzchak? Avraham tells Yitzchak, Hineni, I'm here for you. I speak to you with the utmost humility. You're my beloved son. I love you. When the parent speaks to the child with humility and expresses their affection for the child and how much they value the child and how much they believe in the child is primed and prepared to pass any test you throw their way, including Akedas Yitzchak. But when God turns to Avraham and he says, excuse me, Avraham? Who, Avraham, what happened to the love? No, I'm not, no love today. Let's see if you could pass the test if I don't call you Avraham, Avraham. Ooh, that's a big test. To do the bidding of God when you're not feeling the love, and you're not getting the attention, and you're not getting the chiba, and you're not getting the bini, that's a big test. You know why it's considered a test for Avraham and not for Yitzchak? For Yitzchak, it's not a test. Avraham Avinu equipped him to pass any test in the world. Vayoymer hineni bini. But on the other hand, Avraham is being tested because God is saying, let's see if you could pull this off when I just call you regular, plain old Avraham. And Avraham says, I'm ready. I'm ready for anything. Call me whatever you want. I don't do this for attention. I don't do this for love. I don't do this for reward. Hineni, behold, here I am. Call me whatever you want. I don't need praises. I don't need chiba. I don't need ahava. I do it because my love for you is unconditional. Hineni, says the Tzaddik Ranana, you know what the test of the Akedah was? Not kachna es binchas yechidcha. The test of the Akedah was vayoymer elav Avraham. Let's see if you could do this if I don't call you Avraham, Avraham. And Avraham goes to the mountain and he sees God is very far from him. Vayom ha-shlishi vayisa Avraham ha-senav vayaras ha-makoy me-rachayk. God was very far, but it doesn't slow him down. It doesn't cause him to waver. It doesn't cause his love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to dampen. And as we say in the Haftorah on Rosh Hashanah, Me'rachoy Kashem Nirali, even when God seems at a distance, V'ahavas Oilam Ahavtich, with the eternal love you have loved us, Al Kein Meshachtich Chased. So this is the dramatic difference between the way Avraham was tested. And that's why it's Olekim Nisas Avram. So to answer the Beis Halevi's question, Yitzchak, his father believed in him. His father expressed his love to him. When you speak to someone like that, they could conquer any hurdle. But Avram Avinu had the difficult challenge of let's see if he could pull this off when Hashem calls him plain old Avraham one time. Svayaras Hamakoyim. Okay, so that's a little bit of a new perspective on Akedas Yitzchak. I wish everyone a wonderful day. Make sure you vote, and make sure you vote early, and make sure you vote often. Nah. Make sure you vote for the right candidate. Have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. You got it. Sure.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Lovely. The recording stopped.
Brach to you.
Very lovely.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.